We're starting the and finance issues committee meeting Thursday, July 13th at noon. And at this time, can I have a roll call?
Roll call, Director Yeo, Director Nguyen, Director Amezcua, Director Meeks, Director Whitaker, Director Rowe,
here.
Director Bilodeau, Director Sheldon,
here.
Director Tran,
here.
Director Green, we do have a quorum of your committee.
Wonderful. Okay, then are there any items too late received to the agenda?
There are none.
Visitor participation, just the usual suspects here. Then nobody on in a moving board. Consent calendar is the next item, 1 through 7. We have a town's discussion. Take a motion.
I'll take the consent.
Okay, thank you. Discussion. Have a roll call, please.
Director Bo?
Yes.
Director Sheldon?
Yes.
Director Tran?
Yes.
Motion carries 3-0.
Okay, then matters for consideration. Mr.
I will turn it over to Mr. Randy Fett.
So today we have the renewal of the 2023-24 tax and revenue anticipation notes in support of the district's commercial paper program. So OCW currently has a $70 million commercial paper program in place that's supported by a letter of credit with Sumitomo Bank. And there's several advantages to the program. Typically, it's lower cost rates than fixed rate bonds. And the actual interest rate on the district's commercial paper program, our remarketing agent, or the tax exempt 30 days is 2.9%. And the taxable commercial paper program for 30 days is 5.2%, considerably higher than the tax exempt. And the program is very flexible. We can issue commercial paper up to $70 million anytime we need for unbudgeted items, or we can pay it off anytime. So it's pretty flexible in terms of ramping up and ramping down the program. Additionally, we'd like to pay down $4.5 million of the taxable commercial paper program with water reserve funds, given that the taxable CP rates have increased pretty good over the last 6 months. We're currently at 5.2%, so we'd like the board's approval to pay that down. And here's some examples we'll use the commercial paper program for in the past. Unbudgeted items, in 06, 07, we purchased some equipment for $900,000. And then school ending 10 and 2014, we made two land purchases for basins, Mariloma at $13.6 million. And then most recently in fiscal ending 2014, the purchase of a Latama Basin property at $28.4 million. And there's currently $12 million of that purchase still outstanding on the tax exempt portion of the commercial paper program. And then in 2017-18, we financed a $40 million in lieu program. And there's currently $4.5 million outstanding. And that is what we'd like to pay off. So here's the cost of the program. We'll start from right to left on your screen. If there's no draw on the program, there's still a fixed cost component of the commercial paper program. We have the letter of credit with Sumitomo Bank. That's $244,000 a year. And then we have our trust fees from US Bank. That's about $10,000 a year. So even if there was no draw on the program, it'd be about $254,000 a year for this $70 million commercial paper line. Currently, The next column over, the current draw, we have $17.4 million outstanding. We have the interest on the tax-exempt program with $12.9 million outstanding at 2.9%. That's about $274,000 a year. In the taxable component, we have $4.5 million outstanding at 5.2%. For the year, that's estimated at $234,000. Plus, we have the letter of credit, remarketing fees, which is variable depending how much is outstanding, at 3.25 basis points on the outstanding amount, plus the administrative and draw fees. So we're estimating at about $875,000 with the draw of $17.4 million, or about 5%. If we were to max the draw and we needed to spend money, say, on PFAS, and we drew $70 million, of course, we'd have a higher cost because there'd be more interest expense. Fixed costs would stay the same. I'll just skip to the bottom. But the max draw is about $2.4 million if we drew $70 million based on today's rates, or about 3.45%. So those are the three scenarios. One, if we didn't draw anything, current program, what we've drawn, $17.4 million in the cost. And then if we were maxed out for some reason and drew the full 70, what the estimated cost and the percentages. So the current structure of the program is the district issues the tax and revenue anticipation notes as security for the program. The Public Facilities Corporation issues the commercial paper on behalf of the district. And then the district agrees to pay the principal and interest on commercial paper program debt. Here it is kind of visually, the district and the Public Facilities Corporation. District issues the TRAN, PFC issues the commercial paper, and then the district agrees to pay the debt service on that commercial paper. So a possible increase to the program, we currently have a $70 million program in place. It's possible we could come back to the board to increase that, pay for PFAS that's currently not financed. Of course, there'd be no new debt without coming to the board. But that's a possibility that we would do that. And this increase would potentially allow for financing of PFAS, treatment facilities projects that are not currently funded, with replenishment assessment revenue, or with the allowance.
Randy, yes. When do you think you'd want to bump that up to 130?
You know, there's no plans right now. It's just a possibility.
Yeah, it's an option.
It's just an option, another tool. Okay. We're hoping, yesterday we heard about grants, and we're hoping to get grant money in the next year. And then, of course, we have the WIFI loan that we're using. Then we have RA revenues where we're collecting PAYGO money for these projects as we go.
Good, thank you.
CP used to pay for the PFAS stream facilities projects would be paid with the draw on the WIFI loan or future RA revenues. And as I said, none of this debt would be issued without board approval. The current TRAN expires October 1st, 2023, and the TRAN is necessary each year as long as the commercial paper program is in place. With that, staff's recommendation is to authorize execution of the TRANs in the aggregate amount of $130.425 million, which the amount does not exceed 85% of the district's estimated uncollected revenues from July 1st, 2023 through June 30th, 2024. And adopt a resolution authorizing the execution and delivery of the TRANs to support the existing OCWD commercial paper program and authorize the CFO treasurer to pay down $4.5 million of the taxable commercial paper program outstanding with water reserve funds. That I can answer.
Any questions?
Doug Brown is our bond counsel. I think you've been with the district over 30 years.
Yeah, something
I remember.
Yes, indeed. Appreciate the opportunity.
We can answer.
Got a few basic questions here. Why are we increasing? Right now it's what?
Seven.
Yeah, we have
actually total.
Yes. So right now we have access. Right now the train is 130 million. It currently is. We're just asking to re-up it for another problem. But we can only access 70 million of that 130 million dollar train because that's the liquidity facility that we have, the letter of credit that we have to support the program.
Do we have the 70 mil or whatever the amount is? It's a little bit over 50%, the 130.
Yes.
Allocated specifically, allocated for different programs or items?
We can access $70 million of the commercial paper with that letter of credit. We currently have $17.5 million that we have outstanding that we've used. So we've used it to purchase land, and we've used it to purchase in water.
So we still have $53 million if we wanted to borrow, right? Utilizing this.
If an unbudgeted item came up that the board wanted to do, we could access this to accomplish it, pay for it.
Yeah. My crawl is that, you know, how much if we're not using it, are we paying interest service or service fees?
Go back to your turn.
Yeah, I see that.
Yeah.
But there is a huge, you know, you're talking about $53 million.
And we're not using it right now.
Yeah.
Thanks.
So this is what it's costing. Is that right, Randy?
Yeah, so $244. So if you go to the far right column there, we're currently paying about $254,000 to have the program in place.
Whether we use it or not.
And we've utilized it in the past.
But it does give us access to low interest funds. And we don't have to go into the market to issue debt. So it's like a home equity line of credit.
And we've been paying, we have been paying it off.
So if we didn't have it, and we borrowed the money, which you just said, but what would be the cost of that money?
And looked at the market lately for nuts.
But you know, it's gonna be, you know, upwards of probably for tax exempt rates, you know, in the fours, taxable it would be higher. And as Randy said, the other advantage with commercial paper though is, you know, when you borrow money, fixed rate debt, you can't repay it for 10 years, right? There's a 10-year blackout period. With commercial paper, you can pay it off anytime you want to. So for example, you can draw the WIPI loan, which is low interest, to pay it off. You can use surplus RA to pay it off. Well, that's the other big advantage of a commercial paper.
4%. So the answer. So can somebody do the math? Like, what's the cost of it? The cost of having the luxury of having the money versus just the cost of financing what we borrow from it. So if you make those two, that's what the man's asking.
There's a fixed component. You can see the tax exempt rates are currently lower than four. We're paying less than 3%.
But you're paying it on 70 million.
Well, we're paying on 17.4. We're only paying on what's outstanding.
I misunderstood. I thought you'd pay for the entire. I thought you're paying.
We only pay interest on what we've drawn. Yeah. There's a fixed component.
That you guys said something different.
No, I'm sorry.
That's we're
The letter of credit.
We pay for the letter
of credit.
Okay.
What is that? It's $4 million.
All right. That's what I thought. Okay. Paying for the right to have it.
Okay.
I don't understand what was. So what is the. Can someone. Andy?
What's the delta?
Well, yeah.
So exactly. You're saying if we had to go out and borrow $10 million.
Yeah.
Having this in place would save us about 1.5% interest.
Yeah, but we're only borrowing on 16 million.
17
million.
Okay, so what's, I mean,
someone get up to.
If we went out and we borrowed $17 million,
it's about $200,000 of interest,
and, right? And it was 1.5% interest additionally.
Yeah, about an additional $200,000 of interest if you did fixed rate.
That's the both
for the $17 million.
$17 million.
Over the letter of credit for $17 million.
The interest is a little cheaper right now. We're paying less than 3% versus 4%.
Maybe we can. Okay, so we'll move this. And if you don't, maybe okay, there's more specificity on the question.
Well, you're going to get another crack at this director show.
I know exactly.
No, because you're going to get the exact same presentation.
We have to have the presentation, but the board has taken.
This is a good presentation, but I think what we're asking for is, can you give me plan B of the scenario that if we do a straight out loan for 17 mil, for example, what's the service fee?
You could ask your financial advisor just to tell you what a $17 million borrowing today at today's rates would be.
We're talking about a fixed loan, which would be over 30 years. Yeah, we're just trying to be prudent here.
I think you
would have to do that. So there will be pros and cons. I mean, the pros here are very clear. So we'll have that. You got a letter of credit for 70 mil.
Next presentation.
But you can tap in any time. It's your private, our private bank.
Yes.
Understood. But it will be, you know, you get that quarter of a mil service fee.
Yeah, it's like, so you get out of that.
So we're paying right now on that 70, on the, what are we paying on 17 million currently? And what's the interest on that?
Right now, we're paying $875,000 for the program on an annual basis.
So that was my question. What's the interest on $17 million? $17 million at 4% is $620,000.
0.9%. 0.29,
right? $493,000. That's right. Does that sound right? I was on a math major. Does that sound right?
That sounds about right.
Okay, so that difference is $127,000.
Yeah.
This appears
a little better deal.
We'll throw out an example. The cost to borrow $17 million. The commercial paper
But then you know what? You take the 493 plus what's our, is it 234? 244? Okay, 737 is the cost of the fee and then the interest versus 620. I hope I'm doing that right. Are we going to, it says we're going to pay this down by $4 million.
We're going to pay it down by four.
Is it 17 going to go down to 13?
17 is going to go down to 12.9.
12.9.
Keep pretty close to 13.
$83.
Yeah, I'll leave it to the pros.
But this is. If we can get something in an exhibit that just shows the difference, that'd be great to see.
Fixed rate issuance.
Cost of the money, cost of this program versus cost of not having the program. It's a simple calculation.
Where it does come into and where it benefited us when we went to purchase property, as was given the example in a couple slides. We had the money available right away to be able to commit to that transaction. And I think in that case, I think to answer your question, Director Sheldon, it depends on how much we borrow against the $70 million line of credit. I mean, the more we borrow, the better the numbers will show out. So we almost have to do an average of how long we've had this in this program in place, how much we borrowed over time. Does that make sense?
Absolutely makes sense. Yeah. And if we say we didn't have the program, we applied to get it right now, what would it cost us to get it? And what cost of money would it? What would it cost? Would it be a point or two to set it up? And then what would be the cost of the money, the interest rate?
The interest rate is depending on the interest rate at the time. It's variable.
So it'd be the same interest rate?
Yes.
Okay. And how hard would this be to get?
If we had to reestablish it?
Yeah. So we canceled it today. We're going to reestablish it next month. How hard would it be to get?
Good question. If we canceled it and had to reestablish it.
Yeah, I guess there's two issues. I think one is the cost, right? Because you're going to have to go out and get a bank. And your FA can tell you whether bank rates are higher or lower than they were when you put the program in place. I think they're higher, but your financial advisor can tell you. Then you're going to have to pay me and your the bank's lawyers, right? So there's all that cost of setting up the program, which are significant. The second issue is the reason for this odd structure where you give a TRAN to the financing corporation and the financing corporation issues the CP is a function of the statutes. And the other odd thing about the statute is it says you can only issue the TRAN an amount equal to 85% of your uncollected revenues. So the reason we do this in January, July of each year is because that's when you have the most uncollected revenues, right? If you waited 6 months, you might not have enough uncollected revenues to actually do the program at all. But that's why we establish it, you know, at the beginning of each fiscal year.
We anticipate borrowing more money from this in the next year or two?
Potentially. It's possible.
For PFAS programs.
You said that.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Any other questions, comments? Reinhardt didn't say anything.
I'll move in.
So there's nothing over there. Huh? Just
it's a matter.
Yes,
a matter.
There's informational line number 9 that's included in the back.
We have action.
We have action.
We need to approve.
I'll move it. Item 1, 2, 3, the right staff recommendation. Do I need to see what those are? As stated in the staff report.
Yes. Second.
Yes.
Director Rowe?
Yes.
Director Bilodeau?
Yes.
Director Sheldon?
Yes.
Director Tran?
Yes.
Motion carries 4-0.
I think you're ready.
In an informational item. Information is. All right. I think we have consent. And this will be presented to the board. Item 8 will be presented to the board. Export. Right. Any directors' announcements, reports?
I have a question. I just thought, we have stuff paid by the general manager out of your sign authority. Do we ever differentiate that from all these so we can kind of see what that is?
I'll leave it up to Randy. I don't think we
did. I understand the question. It's pretty never mind. You know, Mike signs
up for his department for 1010 and any item over
50,000. Never mind.
I think he was asking to find out under my discretionary authority, what items do I sign for under my discretionary.
But that's okay. I'll ask my question. Distinguished as different in this spreadsheet of all checks written? Or is it just put it in this alphabetical order like everything else?
It's just a chronological.
Okay, Mr. General Manager?
Nothing to report.
Okay, then I say we adjourn the meeting. Thank you very much, everybody.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming, Steve.
Well, thank you for coming.